Well, good morning, and 11 minutes after 5 in the a.m. on this, the Monday version of your favorite program. A lot of things happened over the weekend that we need to discuss today, one of which was, I guess, the tradition of the Packers embarrassing the Lions. That was nice.
Yeah, the Lions haven't won in Wisconsin since 1991.
So why do they even show up anymore? Why don't they just, you know, say, okay, this is the game. How about we all just hang out in the parking lot? We'll tailgate a little bit and we'll just call it.
Well, it might have been different if Calvin Johnson would have played. When you lose your best player, that sort of screws up your game plan a little bit. That offense is not very good without him. So
I watched the slugfest between the Denver.
Wasn't that fun?
Denver Broncos and the Texas or the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not if you like actual defense being played in football games.
No.
That wasn't fun.
See, and that's the thing. I'm one of these guys that I like the slugfest. I love it when there is just offense running amok. I like it. When the defense is really working, I mean, let's be honest with you. When the defense is working very, very well, it's kind of boring.
You like 11-10 games in baseball, too, don't you? Not 1-0.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I like the...
What was great yesterday is that while that game was going on, the Cardinals and Pirates were playing a baseball playoff game tied 3-3. So I'm going back and forth during the commercials.
Sure.
It was great.
You were confused.
I did.
Baseball, football. Hockey? No, there's not hockey. I don't know anything. All right, so there's that. Lots of fun stuff that happened. We had a very good group for the Grilling with the King event at Tom Field on Friday night. A lot of fun. The weather held out. I was so apprehensive. I was thinking, oh, man, it's going to rain.
Your hamburgers didn't get wet? Well,
No. Everything. It was overcast. It was nice and cool. It was a perfect evening. It was very, very nice. We had a good time. Lots of stuff. We'll be doing more of that coming up this Friday. This is the East-West game, right?
Yeah,
the
annual log game. Lumberjacks are struggling big time. Hopefully they'll be able to give West a game on Friday night. West playing for playoffs, so should be interesting.
Speaking of West, there is an interesting story in the news about the music department at West.
Let me make a clarification on this, because the facts as we know it is that they are going to move to limit the amount of religious music, Christmas-themed music that performed at holiday concerts, and because some kids have been practicing music that now they say may not be okay, these holiday concerts are going to be pushed back. The district is going to have a statement on this later today, so we will know a lot more about it in a few hours than what we know about now.
I hope the district comes out and says, whoops, we made a mistake. I think it's okay for Christmas music to be performed at, Christmas.
Here's something that's not clear also, and that we may get more information on later today. The origin of this change, where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
The school district may have been threatened. You know, there's a group in Madison, the Center for Freedom from Religion. They go around raising these kinds of issues. Can you pray before a high school football game? Can a Bible club hold classes after school hours in a school building? Those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know if they are caving to an outside threat, which they might be, or we don't know if this is an internal policy change, you know, having a new superintendent, having some new school board members or what have you.
Right.
We'll know more about what's the driver of this change also when that comes out.
This isn't coming from the school board, apparently, because there was one school board member who said the first time they heard about it when it was mentioned in the press. So the school board, this decision did not come from the school board.
Right, so there may be a staff issue here, or again, there may be an outside group or even parents that have complained, although that might be unusual. We'll know more about what's driving all of this, too, later this morning.
Well, I have sent an email both to Mr. Book,
right,
of West, and also to the school superintendent of Wausau, asking each of them for a few minutes of their time to come on our feedback program and discuss it.
Of course, the Wausau West Choral Program is a well-deserved reputation for being one of the top choral programs around, and apparently Phil Book was given options by the administration as to how they could do this. And he didn't like any of the options, apparently, so he decided to disband the Master Singers, at least for now.
Here's the thing that, I boiled things down like this to its most simplistic form. I don't see any reason to limit Christmas-themed music, Christian music, for Christmas season performances. I believe the season is called Christmas for a reason. If it was in any other time of the year, it might be a case of like, well, let's give equal time to everybody else. I can understand that. But it's the Christmas season, so any action that is taken...
Even you as a religious person realize that in America today, Christmas has become not only a religious holiday, but a very secular holiday as well.
Well, it doesn't mean I have to like it.
Well,
I understand.
I understand.
So if it's a Christmas performance at Christmas time and you don't like Christmas music, don't go. And if you have a child that doesn't want to perform Christmas music at Christmas time, then don't have them perform. How difficult is that?
The idea is they could sing Santa Claus is Coming to Town, but not Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
You know what? There are even more extreme views that those songs that draw attention to Christmas, even if they don't mention religious themes, that you're drawing attention to a Christian holiday. And there are some people who will say that they have a problem with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman because it's all about Christmas.
So what? It's Christmas time. All right, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We will delve more into that after this. Don't go anywhere.
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
And what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.